The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I am so glad that you are joining us today. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, in the studio with me this morning. Craig Montana, as always, running the studio for us and getting your calls to us right here on the program. No need to wait if you are considering things. And no need to just go off and do something and think, well, I read about it in the magazine.
Yep, we get a lot of that. I just was talking with a gentleman yesterday. He had half the information of when should he take money out of his IRA. And he had that half right, half wrong, because he heard different things, but he wasn't sure. And so that was a good question. Just, this is a great place to ask. If you're not sure of something, give us a call.
Mm-hmm. So again, you know, it's always better make that call, find out what's going on before you do something. Maybe it's just that you need a little refresher on whatever it is that you're looking at. Maybe you don't really have all the info like Doug was just talking about. You think you do, but maybe there's one or two things that are not in that newspaper article, magazine article, TV show you watched, or whatever it is.
Give you a quick example of that. This gentleman was over 70 and a half, and he was going to go back to work with his son-in-law in construction business, so he was going to be earning some money that he really didn't. He wanted to put it away in a retirement plan.
Uh-huh.
So now he's 70 and a half years old, can't put money into an IRA, but can you put money into a simplified employee pension? Because he'll be self-employed. So we had to discuss that one. We were at a place, and I had to call Sharon, and she looked it up to make sure. But questions like that, I mean, logically, you think, okay, it's a pension plan. I'm working. I could still put money in. Can you? How about a 401k?
It depends, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
So, and some of you, especially those of you who are small business owners, that's a very important question for you. It really is. So
that's the type of things we're talking about.
Things.
You come across maybe, you know, like in this particular case, it's a new situation for him. Never come across it before, but he's fairly financially savvy, so he checked out a few things and got half the information. But that's where it comes back.
And sometimes half isn't good enough.
Yeah,
is
the
it?
IRS will come back and bite you.
Because remember, it can be half good or half bad.
That's right.
Woo! So we don't want you going over there. It's just not necessary, by the way. It is not necessary. Yeah. Couple of other quick things here. You know, we have our Social Security big lunchtime seminar coming up here in Brenham. Again, that's going to be on a Wednesday at midday. On July 22nd.
We're going to have it lunch at the Cannery Kitchen because it's big enough to hold everybody and it's big enough to parking. There's plenty of parking there.
Well, and not only that, but it gives us a nice opportunity to be supportive of a great organization.
Right.
Like the Cannery Kitchen. So we're happy about that. We are going to be having a little question and answer between now and the bottom of this hour. We're going to ask you a question, and then you get your chance to call in and answer that question and get yourself a couple of spots at the Social Security Information Seminar. We're going to have a 35-year veteran of the Social Security Administration, Elaine Simmons. She knows her stuff, and she's in high demand as a speaker all over the country. She's retired from Social Security Administration, but I got to tell you, she knows stuff that I never thought about.
Yeah, and she's very entertaining, too. She's got stories,
all kinds of neat stories. Yeah.
So if you're even thinking about Social Security, you need to be there.
Or if you're a spouse and you're on Social Security now, but your other spouse is not on it yet, maybe they've got
you need to be there.
A few years to go, or you know, what happens? Is there a better way to plan on things? You know, don't be one of those people who doesn't do something that really is money in your pocket in between when you're going to apply yourself. Well, there are some stuff, there are things out there that you probably don't know. Truly. So we're going to have that coming up. So stay peeled with your ears because we're going to come back and kind of give you some info to help you answer that question in a few minutes, by the way. And we're going to take a look at the markets, and we're going to help you with your financial identity crisis. Now, what could that be? Ooh. This is another one of those cases, right, where you think you know the answers.
Yeah, real life stories are always the best.
Yep.
You know, in the real world stuff.
Real world stuff. And, yes, I spoke with a nice lady at a pension enrollment yesterday. And she was doing something that this is probably about the 10th or 10th plus time I've heard of somebody doing this. They wanted to be conservative. But, boy, she is not. She didn't know it. So we're going to talk about all that. When we come back, here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Call in now with your questions. The Money Makeover Show. We'll be right back.
Krennic Tractor Repair has a long heritage of quality sales, quality service, and quality products. And now Krennic Tractor Repair is pleased to announce the addition of Coyote Tractors. The Coyote Tractor comes in the size you're looking for, from 20 to 90 horsepower, and they are ready for any job that demands a durable, compact tractor. See the tractor everyone's been waiting for, Coyote, now available at Krennic Tractor Repair, Highway 36 South in Brenham. Run ahead of the pack with Coyote and Krennic Tractor Repair. Call 836-5473 and ask for Steve.
The hot, dry summer is just around the corner. Time to get your water well system checked. Call Justin Bilski with JB Water Well Service at 979-830-0625. Justin can check your complete system to ensure it's working properly. Time to start watering the yard and fill the swimming pool. Justin offers free estimates, water testing, pump service, and repair. Also, constant pressure pumps, solar pumps, water conditioning systems, and now trenching. Call 979-830-0625 today to schedule a checkup or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service, licensed and insured.
At Tegeler Toyota, we strive to meet your new and used car needs. Whether you're looking for a car or van to head out on a summer road trip with the family, or a truck or SUV to pull your boat to the lake for some weekend camping, we've got you covered. If used is more your style, we have a great selection of used cars and trucks to choose from. Come in and see our knowledgeable sales staff, or visit us online at 24/7 at www.teglertoyota.com. We're located off of Highway 290 and FM 389. Don't pass us up or our great deals. Toyota, let's go places.
For a beautifully landscaped lawn, call R&S Environmental in Brenham. Reagan Jackson, owner, offers landscaping design, installation, and maintenance. He can tackle any job your yard may need, including mowing, trimming, weed eating, edging, blowing, and cleanup. He also offers yard leveling, grading and drainage, hedge and tree trimming, flowerbed weeding, mulching, fertilizing, and cleanup. You'll be the envy of the neighborhood when you have R&S Environmental design, install, or maintain your lawn. Call R&S Environmental, 979-661-4280. Free estimates available.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for summer sequelitis. What is summer sequelitis? Summer sequelitis, the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year after year. The cure? A fun summer vacation. KWHI is sending you to some of the coolest summer destinations in Texas, like Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels and Galveston, Spirit Ice Arena in College Station, the Bluebell Aquatic Center in Brenham, and the Houston Zoo. To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director.
Lights, camera, roll film, and action.
You'll get to spin the wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue, and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant and Buddy's Appliance in Brenham, Wilde Auto Plus in Caldwell, and Cotton Bowl Speedway in Page.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. By the way, we got an office here in Central Texas in the city of Brenham. in the atrium building right across from the courthouse at 105 East Main Street on the ground floor. Also, another office about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston, stuff of San Felipe and St. James place. So we invite you cordially to come by either of those offices, sit down for that free review, and say, you know what, I'm tired of taking a shot at things from magazines, MSNBC, whoever it is, CNN, other radio talk shows, not ours, okay, yeah. other ones out there, you know, trying to troll the internet, looking for clues to things. You read every single web blog and all this stuff. Hey, you know what? Find out how things really work. Come in for your free review. If you think you might have a little too much volatility in whatever you're investing in, come by and let us help you look at it the right way, and you can make some determinations about how to make it less bumpy as a ride for you in, as an investor.
Or find out what other options are available, because that volatility, we're running into a lot of that now. I mean, the market is, I mean, it's up 200 points, down 200 points, up 200, down. People are getting a little tired of that and getting a little concerned, especially as the as you mature, get a little older. You really don't want to get your statement and see you're down 5%. So there's other things that you can do to limit that volatility, not necessarily get rid of the potential for growth, but limit that volatility. There's several different products out there, and then there's also some strategies. So there's different things out there, and that's what we offer for that free review. You can come by the office or give a call to Sharon there. We probably should give out our office number there sometime. But the also, I'm venture to say, we probably have the highest number of CFPs in one office location within 40 miles of this.
And what is a CFP?
Certified Financial Planner. It's a rigorous certification that you have to go through and pass a, nowadays it's a 10-hour test.
12
hours. Okay. I took mine a long time ago. It wasn't 12 back then.
Yeah, 2 days of it.
A two-day test, and then you also have to continue education credits to maintain your license.
No, just like other professionals, CPAs, right. Physicians, attorneys,
all of them.
You know.
And so a certified financial planner looks at all of the financial tools and risk factors in your life, your financial life. They look at what risk factors are you into, insurances, homeowners, car, health, life, income, long-term care. Are you got those covered? How's your income stream coming? Mm-hmm. And then how's your risk factor coming? We talk a lot about investments and so on the show here because that's what people like to hear. That's what people have the most questions on. But putting the whole financial life together, all the pieces of the puzzle, can make a difference. You can have the best portfolio in the world, but if you don't have long-term care insurance, that can get wiped out in a year or two, real quick.
Yeah, so knowing how things work is a huge, big deal. So if all you want to do is come by, bring some stuff with you if you want to. You can have 401k statements, 403b statements, insurance, old contracts for insurance policies, annuities.
Had that about 2-3 weeks ago. A longtime client came in because her nephew, nephews are always good, new in the business, was saying, oh, no, this, what you have isn't any good. You need
a
to
new
change.
Insurance salesman.
New insurance.
Okay.
More power to him, but new in the business versus, and so she came in for a second opinion, which is great. She said,
perfect.
Here's my policies. Are they still good? Should we still keep them? Should we add more money? What should we do? And so we went over them, and in this her particular case, the policies were really much better than the one he was presenting because they were so, I mean, they're 15, 16 years old, and they had a much higher guarantee rate on there. They had better benefits.
Yeah, they're paying her more interest.
They're paying her more interest in the in the policy, so it's like, and they would last longer.
Yeah.
So that's what a second opinion will do. So she felt a lot better.
The thing I usually run into is somebody who has some relative in the new in the business, and they want to sell them an annuity product.
Yes.
And they want them to get rid of their old one, for instance, and and then buy something new. What a lot of folks don't realize is that a lot of times, especially in some of the older contracts, but you can still do it, of course, on new ones, they may have had a death benefit on there.
Yeah, the people don't realize that.
Yeah, and so that death benefit in this one particular person's case was one of the ones that we call a ratcheting death benefit. So it would go up to a certain level when that coincided with the contract value on a certain date, okay? And it would do that year after year.
And lock it in.
Ratchet it up and lock it in. Well, you know, no matter what the account value was, up or down in the markets or whatever it was invested in, that life insurance that was going to pay out in this annuity contract, okay, was way up there, all right?
Yeah.
And if they got rid of this annuity contract, that was going to go away. And not only that, but these folks were, you know, this lady was at an age where if she wanted to replace that life insurance for somebody, it would be very expensive, or maybe she couldn't get it at all for health reasons.
Right, because insurance companies want to know how long you're going to live when you start buying life insurance or anything with a death benefit on it.
Yeah, and so really those kinds of things can really snag you up, and you're going to make a boo-boo that's really going to be a serious boo-boo.
Yeah, see, that's where you have to a second opinion, and that's what we offer, that a free review is you look at those, because it could be pointed out that maybe this particular investment performed poorly.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't look good. If the market averaged 8% and this hypothetical investment did 6% over the last 10 years, it's like somebody can come by and say, why are you staying in this one? You know, that market did 8 and you only did 6. That's garbage. Well, yeah, but the death benefit is doubled. So what's important to you?
Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't matter for you, that's one thing.
Yeah, that's one thing.
But if you think it might,
well, at least know.
At least know it's in there, right?
Right. Know your options. Know your opportunities. Yeah. And that's what we offer for that free review for people to come in. We do it all the time. We enjoy it because we get a chance to meet you. You get a chance to meet us. We don't pressure you to do any business with us.
Right.
If it fits and it works for you and you like the relationship, because we like working with long-term relationships.
Yeah.
We've been doing this, as Brent says, coming up on 4 decades. Been doing it a long time.
We really have. And so, you know, it's not that it calls your intelligence into question,
right,
or anything like that. It's just, if it's not your area of expertise, if you got other stuff you do in your life, you got a job, you got you're retired, but you got all these other things you know about, whatever it is, you don't have to be an expert in every single thing that's out there.
It's where an example just happened in our backyard. I have some difficulty keeping the grass green back there because of drainage and whatever. And yes, I can do stuff like that, but it was so much easier to call in. We had a friend that had a real good landscaper. It was a recommendation, referral. So we called him in. He said, oh, yeah, you need to do this and this and this and this, and I'll give you a bit of. Great. I'd much rather you do it. I take your expertise, because he's seen it. He sees it every week. I see it once. Big difference there. So you tap into that expertise.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want to take out your own appendix.
That's right.
Right. My husband, the doctor, says, hey, you know what? I got my specialty. You got yours. And, you know, you got a problem. You need to fix something. You're going to go and take out your, you know, numb yourself up and take out your own appendix or do your gallbladder surgery.
That's only
surgery.
In the movies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. So he said, you know, same thing works. For financial planners. I've got him trained well.
Yes,
all right,
that's
there
right.
We go.
But I want to elaborate on that point you made, Tony, is that it's not a ego thing if to come in. The gentleman I've been talking to this week, he's done well. He's had his own investments and whatever, but he wouldn't mind keep doing it, but what he really wanted is a relationship for his wife when something happens to him. And so he wants to know how we operate, what our strategies are, what our philosophies are, and it's much better to do it while he's still alive and he can kind of keep an eye on it, and he's learning some things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's very meticulous in trying to understand how the different options work. So that's and that's fine. So it's nothing. It's a little harder pill for him to swallow because he always did it himself, and now he realizes, it's time to call in somebody else that will be here that has the same philosophy he does.
Well, and that can be a very important thing. And I do a lot of 401k plans.
Yes, you do. Quite a few.
Lots of them.
All over the state.
I do. And even out of state sometimes. Yep. So, I go and, in fact, I went to an enrollment meeting at one of my clients' offices this week earlier. And I'm always struck by the younger people who come in because they're starting to get this idea that maybe they need to be putting some money away. They're a little concerned, all right, about government and Social Security. All these things are going on. What really is popping up more and more is the people who are turning 59, 60 years old. They're getting closer to retirement. And the amount of risk that they think they need to take in order to make up for lost time, all right? I had another experience with this, and I'm going to talk about this after we come back from this break, because it is vitally important that you listen to this, because it can be the difference between success and, frankly, failure on getting to where you need to be in your retirement plan balance.
Yeah, see, I want to try and segue into our question for the day, but that comes down to knowing the information.
Yes.
And what can hurt you, what you don't know can hurt you.
Yeah.
I had a guy a while back, he was 72, I think it was, and he said, I remember he didn't take any money out of his IRA because he remembered the time when Congress said, okay, you don't have to take money out because the market's been down. Well, he didn't take any money out for 2 years.
Oh.
So what happened there is, he had to go figure out what he was supposed to take out and then give half of that to Uncle Sam as a penalty.
Yeah, 50% of that was a tax penalty.
So he was not a happy camper because he had heard half the information and didn't hear the other half that it was only good for 1 year, that exemption. So he took it 1 year, and then he took it the next year, and then he was going to take it the third year. And this was during the donut hour at church again. I was talking to him. I said, you need to take that. Otherwise, you're going to have a 50% penalty. He said, yeah, but they said that it exempted. I said, that was 2 years ago they said that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
So he lost. He just gave away 50% of what his required minimum distribution should have been.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasted money.
Yeah, ouch.
Talk about risk factor.
That's a big risk, is not knowing.
Not knowing.
And being able to keep up with every single little thing, right? So, by the way, that gets us to our question that you can call in now and answer with the answer we just gave you. We make this easy. We want you to join us at the July 22nd, that's a Wednesday, lunchtime Social Security seminar with Elaine Simmons, 35 years with the Social Security Administration, sharp cookie, and we want you to be there coming up for that. So here is what you need to do. Call us now with the answer to what is the IRS extra penalty? How much is that penalty? What percentage is it of the required minimum distribution that you didn't take and should have? Right? So how much is that extra tax penalty on that required minimum distribution if you messed that up and didn't take it when you should have?
Yeah,
didn't take as much out as you should have?
Right.
How much is that tax penalty on that distribution? Just gave you that answer a moment ago. Here is our number to call us right now. Get on there because I know you know that answer. And that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Give us a call right now.
Want to keep your beautiful smile? Smile Keepers General Dentistry for Kids and Adults is now open in Brenham in the new shopping center between Golden Imperial Restaurant and Papa John's Pizza. Dr. Sherma at Smile Keepers offers laughing gas to make your visit more comfortable. And there are TVs in each operatory and in the play area for kids. New patient exams start at $30 and extractions are as low as $150. Plus, they offer same-day emergency appointments. Just call Smile Keepers at 979-830-5022 to schedule an appointment. Start your day with great smiles. Smile Keepers accepts Medicaid, CHIP, most PPO insurance. Plus, they offer low cash prices and financing is also available. Dare to compare. You'll find Smile Keepers' new state-of-the-art facility the place you want to go to keep that beautiful smile. Now through June 19th, register to win a $100 gift certificate to a restaurant to treat your dad for Father's Day. Smile Keepers, 224 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 979-830-5022 for an appointment. That number again is 979-830-5022 for Smile Keepers. Se habla Español.
Is airing out the rooms in your home just not cutting it anymore? Freshen up your decor by bringing your old dusty furniture to Classic Upholstery and Design and have them professionally recovered. They have over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, so they're sure to be the perfect one for your new look. Dining room chairs, sofas, overstuffed chairs, even those old faded patio chair cushions. They can all look brand new again. Classic Upholstery and Design, 1303 Highway 105 East in Brenham. The ultimate in spring cleaning. Give them a call at 830-8665.
Ready to start a career in the woodworking industry? Kenmore Cabinets in Bryan has several first, second, and third shift openings for entry-level woodworkers, including skilled machine operators and assemblers. Training provided. Kenmore Cabinets offers competitive wages starting at $11 up to $18 an hour. Benefits include medical insurance, dental insurance, disability benefits, employee assistance program, loan program, 401k plan, paid vacation, and holidays. Apply in person at 501 Industrial Boulevard in the Brazos County Industrial Park in Bryan. Must pass drug screen, have good work record, and pass background check. Find out more online at KentmoreCabinets.com.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
If you've been searching to buy a home lately, you probably know firsthand how few houses are available. What this means is that now is a great time to put your home up for sale. And when experience counts, it's time to call Robin Landaway with Century 21 Holton Realty. Robin Landaway has been helping buyers and sellers for nearly a decade in the Washington County area. She'll listen to you and tailor her service to your wants and needs. Whether you are a buyer or seller, expect great things from Robin Landaway. Call 979-203-1793 today to get started.
Hello, Brenham and surrounding communities. This is Alan Dave of Alan Dave Funeral Home. Alan Dave and Taft Harris have been serving the Washington County since 1929. We want to thank the thousands of families we've served. Alan Dave Funeral Home now owns a casket company and a new state-of-the-art crematorium. Selecting Alan Dave Funeral Homes, we have chosen 25 styles at a price point of $995. That's right, $995. We deliver to other funeral homes. No one can beat our prices. I guarantee it, or it's free. Call Alan Dave Funeral Homes today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty. Got a winner for the upcoming July 22nd. That's a Wednesday. Lunchtime seminar on how Social Security works. All little ins and outs that can cost you money or make you a lot more money. Just on all kinds of, there are so many intricate little parts working in Social Security now, all sorts of stuff.
See, and you really don't start thinking about it till like the caller we're talking about had a friend who was just turning 62 this year and thought that would be a great idea for them to come, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hit 60s, that really starts hitting home from you because now you have a chance to start taking it.
Well, and the thing is, even if you're in your mid-50s now, even if you got time,
mm-hmm.
you need to know at least some ideas. Because I figure everybody who's in their mid-50s to late-50s, even if you're in that, age group, you know, most of whatever's going on with Social Security is going to still be there for you.
Right.
There are going to be alterations coming over the years, but I don't think it's going to wham right into everybody from about 55 and over. I think you're pretty grounded
pretty
in
safe,
what's, yeah, in what's going on. So there may be some tweaks and little changes, but I don't think it's going to be anything earth-shattering for people 55 and older.
Right. Plus, it's a good way to start thinking about your retirement. Mm-hmm. Where's my income going to come from?
Yeah.
You know, you got your savings, your 401k, your okay, but now Social Security is another factor. Yeah, you got to consider that because that's an income stream. And so, what can we do with that, or how shall we maybe structure our other assets? Do we do Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs? Do we put more into our 401k?
And what about annuities? Does that fit in any of this, too? I mean, you know, or do you have an old pension plan that's going to pay you a monthly? Whatever it is, you need to be thinking about, okay, when I'm not taking a paycheck regularly, where is that money going to come from? And you really need to be thinking about it well ahead of when you're going to walk out that door from your company. So let's get to the right answer again, though.
Yeah, it was 50%. If you're over age 70 and a half and you have to start taking money out of your IRA and you don't, the IRS will penalize you 50% of what you should have taken out. So if you're supposed to take out $1,000 for the required minimum distribution and you don't take out anything, you still have to take the $1,000 out.
And you have to pay whatever your income tax bracket is on that.
On the $1,000. And you get to pay the IRS another $500 as a penalty. So
ouch.
That's expensive money for not remembering to take some.
Or if you didn't take enough out because you're there with your calculator and trying to figure it out yourself.
Right.
That's the other biggie. Or you're relying on your investment firm to make that calculation for you. Now, 99% of the time,
they're correct.
They're fine.
But see, they don't necessarily know all your IRAs. We've seen that happen many times.
Yeah, they don't know where all of your retirement money is, your pre-tax money, right?
Because
if you've got four or five IRAs, or you got an old 401k still sitting somewhere that you used to work, they don't know what you have. The IRS knows.
Yeah, because they get a report every year matched up with your Social Security number.
Yeah.
And
with
computers, it's a lot easier for them to track nowadays.
Yeah.
And so also with the IRAs, you don't have to take money out of each one of them when you're over 70 and a half. You have to figure out what you're supposed to take out, and then you could take it out of any one of them or all of them or some of them.
Yes.
And that's where you could get into trouble if you're not sure of how much you're supposed to take out in total. So that 50% penalty is a kind of a carrot and a stick here. Here's the stick from the IRS to whap you on the head if you don't. To get your attention at 50%. So, good phone call.
Yeah, absolutely. But, see, we have great listeners, and we have wonderful clients who call up, and they're so smart. They always know these things. And, you know, we talk so much, I think, about some of these issues that people go through them every day. As I was saying at the 401k plan enrollment meeting, you know, someone who was already in the plan but wanted to just have an update on how the plan was working and how are the investment choices inside of that plan working and how is she doing.
I mean, it was good on her part to come back and get an update.
Sure.
Because the plan was there and she was already enrolled in it, but kind of, okay, just refresh my memory. How does it work? What are my choices? Is there something different that we can do?
Yeah, should I change anything?
Yeah.
All right. So here she is. She's 60 years old, all right? And I looked at her holdings in her 401k account, which she showed me, and I said, gee, how come you're picking your own fund choices in here? And I said, you know, you got a couple of zingers in here that, boy, you know, they're kind of volatile, because before we looked at her choices that she'd made, she told me all about how she needs to be more conservative now, right? Because she's getting closer to needing that money for retirement. So I said, well, you know, you might want to change this out for that or whatever. And she said, well, yeah, I think I might do that. Okay, fine. She also had a choice of what's called a lifestyle fund that could be more moderate or more conservative for her, and they will run that for her, and they have an extremely good track record.
And see, when Tony says they'll run it for her,
the
means
people
that
at the 401k.
At the 401k, whoever's yeah. doing the mutual funds in there, the money managers inside each fund are picking and choosing and making it work for you. Mm-hmm. And they've got research departments, they've got computer stuff, they've got
people sitting around all over the world.
And they do
and
it 24/7. Yep.
In those areas that they're, you know, investing in the stocks of to put into those investment vehicles and that 401k for you. Wow. You know, can you do that? You might like to travel all over, but I don't know that you could get in to see the CEO of the company that makes Bayer aspirin, for instance, over there in Germany,
yeah.
right? Or something like that. So she's not taking advantage of this. And I said, well, are you adjusting this like every quarter or maybe once a year? Or do you have a set thing that you're doing so that when one section of this makes a lot more money than it should and you're getting a little bit overbalanced in this, that you take your profits and you keep yourself in the lineup that's more conservative overall for you? Well, no, I really don't have time for that. So as a result, she had a very risky set of investments in there. And then she tops it off with telling me that, God bless her, she has a nephew or something who dabbles in the markets, and she's got some account at whoever,
online.
All right. And the guy's doing stock trading for her. She's 60 years old. She's trusting her nephew, who's done a couple of good things, but again, she's concerned about her risk, and she's not, you know, envisioning the whole thing. And so we had a little bit of conversation about just look at it and be more realistic about it with yourself, and then maybe you'll sleep a little bit better at night. Because the first thing she asked me before I even sat down when I came in the room is, so when do you think the market's going to correct again?
I had that same conversation last Friday. That's one of the first things that came in. You know, when's it going to go down? When's it going to crash? Well, it don't know. I mean, if we knew that, we'd be making a lot of money.
we wouldn't be, doing anything except going to resorts and drinking drinks with the little umbrellas in them, right?
We would have this show from the shores of Hawaii, and Craig would be there in his little shorts with us.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, Craig hasn't been wearing his Hawaiian shirts now.
No, we got to get him back on that mode again.
Yeah.
Friday,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fridays.
Hawaiian
shirt Fridays.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right. Anyway, I kind of like those Hawaiian shirts. Anyway. Let me talk about something that's related to that, though, because this is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So important. Knowing the amount of risk that you're taking in your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, whatever it is. All right. And this is an article I found with CBS Market Watch and the Wall Street Journal. And it says, do you have a financial identity crisis? All right. All right, so here's one of them, and it's called the transfinancial person, the person that they say identifies as someone who says they have their finances on cruise control, but they secretly know that most of their portfolio is a lot riskier than it should be. Mm-hmm. Now, just listen to the definitions, maybe.
See if any of these fit you.
Yeah. Another one is the trans investor. This is a person who thinks that they know how Wall Street works. They got it wired. They think that they are the next big, big investment guru, the George Soros or whoever out there, right? Or the brain from Omaha.
Yeah.
Right? Berkshire Hathaway.
Warren Buffett.
Yep. But the reality for this person is that they own a few stocks, some mutual funds maybe. They have absolutely no clue as to what they're doing. All right. And it says here, the best solution for this identity crisis issue is to stop kidding yourself that you can time things. You're going to know more. You're going to beat the stock averages. You're going to beat all those people who do nothing but that. All day, every day.
And they do it with millions and millions
and
of dollars. And billions of dollars.
Mm. Next one is the trans retiree. Okay, retirees. Those individuals, according to this article, think that they're retired. They tell everybody they're retired, but they still obsess every single day about every single movement in the market. They're online all the time. They're watching the TV all the time. They're listening to investment talk shows all the time. They're constantly trolling the internet for the too-good-to-be-true deal. And you know what? A lot of those folks are the ones that get into those Ponzi schemes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they make goof-ups. The solution is actually do retire. Don't be watching every single thing, every single minute. Stop trying to be the master of the universe. You know, get some assistance. Find out really how things work. You'll be so much better off. There are another couple of possibilities here on this list. And see if you see yourself in any of these. We're going to come back and talk about that in just a moment.
That sounds good. They're interesting. There's stories you can tell, and but we'll wait till you come back. We come back from the break.
Okay, so here's our number, by the way. If you got a question that you really want to have answered, you don't want your voice on the air. Some of you are shy about that. That's okay. That's why we have these commercial breaks. That and paying our bills here,
that's
right?
That's right.
All right, so here's our number. Call us now. We'll answer your question off the air while the commercials are playing. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Auto Parts and More, man, they've got a lot of parts there. Things you need to repair, they've got the parts you need there. Any part and any brand, it's all at Parts and More. Parts for mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, washers, dryers, ovens, heaters, backs for any vacuum cleaners, even backs for trash compactors, plus a lot of belts and blades down at Parts and More. Parts and More, 1407 South Dan Brenham, 979-337-9229.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, rely on the best. Rely on Washington County Water Well Drilling. Call Thomas Bilski at 836-6189, the professional who can answer all your questions. Washington County Water Well Drilling offers complete water well drilling service and specializes in screens and gravel packing for new residential and commercial wells and repairs on existing wells. Call for your free estimate, 836-6189. Washington County Water Well Drilling, state licensed and liability insured.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, The Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All You know, it's a perfect day for that music. Yeah. The sun's out.
It always makes me want to hear wonderful. That. I think of it as a today must be Friday. No, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, we used to do the Fridays here, yeah. and we just do the Monday and Wednesday, by the way. Monday and Wednesday, roughly 9 to 10.
Yep. Right after the country store. We used to do Friday, too, but our schedules just got too tight because we're, like I say, we do business in 17 states, and most of it's here in Texas, and
yeah.
a lot of it's in
a
central Texas.
A lot of it's right here.
This seems to be the fastest-growing segment, I guess because of our good radio listeners.
Absolutely.
We've been going on. This is
smart people out here.
In the year number 9 now mm-hmm. that we've been on KWHI on the Money Makeover Show.
And we like it better than those hoity-toity stations that we were on in Houston, by the way,
yeah.
for a number of years. Yeah, it was fun, but not nearly as great as being out here in the country. So thank you for listening.
Intelligent listeners out here.
Absolutely. Let's go back to test a little bit of people who are intelligent, right? All of you who are listening. And again, we're talking about this CBS MarketWatch article online about people who have a financial identity disorder or crisis. All right, we've talked about the retirees who do nothing but watch CNN and look at their online stuff, and they're trying to get information. Man, they're watching every single tick of the market, and they're just obsessed. They're not retired because now they got this other thing
they're
doing.
That's the full-time job.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're probably stressing out over it, too.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you're not getting any better at it because there's so much conflicting information out there. Which way do you go on stuff? Wow, yeah. It's mind-boggling.
Well, market's going to crash as soon as they raise interest rates. Oh, no. Next topic is market's going to soar because interest rates are going up. Different looking at the same information and just different interpretation.
Mm-hmm. And the other big one that we see more often is the people who say they know how Wall Street works. They've got it all wired. Mm-hmm. They know more than anyone else on the entire planet. And they're the next Warren Buffett. And they're not even close.
Yeah. I've listened on some other stations when I drive around, you know, some of Houston, where they have an ad, you know, learn the secrets of Wall Street. Learn, you know, the secret of the wealthy. And there are no secrets. It's basic principles.
It's basic principles, and it's having enough good foundational knowledge mm-hmm. to be able to navigate some things, quite frankly. And the willingness to find out about stuff.
Correct.
That's the other part.
Knowing your options.
Right. The last one on here is the self-proclaimed annuity hater that loves the Social Security payments, pension income if they've got it, but they wouldn't touch any kind of a device that's going to transfer the risk of the market over to some big company that can smooth out the bumps for you and provide you an income stream. All right? They wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. However, that person may realistically need additional lifetime income to supplement their Social Security or other pension income for themselves and for their spouse. Usually it's not mm-hmm. just one person. It's a spouse, too. And this article says, by the way, your spouse cares about having guaranteed income. If you don't think so, it says you need to ask them.
Yeah, we just had a conversation off the air. I was talking with a couple on Friday, and I want to get back to annuity haters, too. That was a nice phrase. But this couple, he was strong believing the market's going to crash. Or correct severely. So he wanted.
So he's looking at 15-20%
right
decline.
Decline. So he wanted to move.
That's what
at
he's
least
predicting.
To 25% cash in his portfolio, and which was unusual because at the time he only had 10, but he wanted to go to 25 because he's expecting the market to crash and he could step back in. His wife also had an account about the same size, and she. No, I don't want to go to 25. I'm just going to keep it around 10.
Are they about the same age?
Same age, same dollar amounts. It's just that she didn't want to do that, but he thought they both should, and she said no. So he did, she didn't, so we'll see on that one. So.
Well, you know, and I think the real thing is, you know, as you get into your 50s, certainly, and you're looking down the line toward retirement, and where is my money going to come from? What sources of monthly income are you going to have? You really need to have a talk with your spouse.
Yeah, he was smart.
Have that talk.
He was smart enough to ask her. So we saved that marriage.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know, there's all these different things, and we run into these personalities, these individuals that I just talked about from this article, all the time. And it's not good or bad. I mean, if you really do, if it's really something you love.
Yeah, if you enjoy it, that's fine.
Hey,
go for it.
Yeah, knock yourself out, do all that stuff. But I always say, there's what, that last James Bond movie that Sean Connery did?
That was Never Say Never.
Yeah, okay. Never Say Never unless you have done your research or you've met with a couple of different people, gotten a first opinion and a second opinion, thought about things, really gotten good information before you say, I'm never going to do this, or I'm never going to make that kind of an investment.
Yeah, see, most of these things, when you're dealing with a financial life planning, you don't have to make a quick decision. It just doesn't, things don't have to be done overnight, and it doesn't have to be done today, or I'm going to lose out. Because there's always things that come down the pike. There's always ways to, it's get your strategy, make sure you feel comfortable with it, and you can gradually move into things if need be, or gradually move out of things. It doesn't have to be done overnight, but you need a plan.
Well, and we have some wonderful people who have been clients for years. And I know you listen to the program, and some of you may recognize yourselves. Some of you go to every single free seminar that there is. If you're going to be in one part of the country or another, or you got friends, relatives, you can go, if you're going to go visit them anyway, but some Joe Blow, who's the latest, greatest investment guru, buys tons of radio airtime. We're talking expensive, expensive stuff, you know, and they scare you every single time they're on the air. Fear is their motivator. If they're not scaring you, why go to their seminar? And possibly hire them to do things for you? Remember, when things get tough in the markets, when they can scare you, that's how they make money. So please, if you're going to do that, go, have a great time, get all that info, and then...
Don't sign anything.
Don't sign anything. But you know what? Get a second opinion.
That's right. Good, because it doesn't have to be done overnight. You could think about it a couple weeks later, a month later, 2 months. Just kind of work your way through it.
There you go. So that's the program for today. Thank you very much for being with us. We're going to have another shot at giving you the opportunity to go to that Social Security seminar workshop.
On Wednesday, July 22nd. On Monday.
Yeah, so we'll do the contest again on Monday. So be sure you come back for that.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.